For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Every stronghold must be broken. We wear the victor's crown. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. I just feel led to pray for somebody. Okay, can you come and pray for you? You can't hear me down. Let's take our seat. That is that way. Praise God. I just feel like I should pray for you that the Lord will lift you up and make you relevant, great in this generation, and take you high in the name of Jesus. I'm trying to do it, that's why I'm doing it. Praise God. Just right now, as I was just up on the stage, I declare over you in the name of Jesus that the hand of the Lord come upon you to lift you up and to exalt you and cause you to be blessed. You will not end small in the name of Jesus. I declare the gate of nation to you. I declare options in life in the name of Jesus. You will not be stranded, you will not be hooked up in a place. I declare the door of favor come upon you. Every battle you have struggled with is over. Any challenge and phase you've had have been surmounted by the anointing. And by the reason of this prayer and by the reason of the instruction of God, I command you to come up. I command you to rise. I command people to speak for you when you are asleep. I command people to mention your name in relevant places. I command people to begin to recommend you in the name of Jesus. I command people to fight for you and make sure that you are lifted. I declare that every of your helper that has not attended to you begin to attend to you. I declare everyone that has forgotten you, remember you. Your name will not be mentioned anywhere and you'll be rejected. I declare you are lifted in the name of Jesus, blessed in the name of Jesus. Your forehead is anointed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Can go to your seat. Praise God. I'm happy to have you in church. I'm happy to see Mama. When I was upstairs with Mama, I said, Jesus Christ. Mama is in town. Welcome back. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm happy to have every one of us. Easter Monday. Hallelujah. Hope there is rice at home. How many of you are from family that celebrate Easter? All of us, it's only Christmas. Praise God. We see, as supernatural as the birth of Jesus Christ is, if he didn't die, it wouldn't have really benefited us, right? Praise God. Lucifer will just say, okay, you came to die, I will allow you. You will not die anything. Jesus Christ will still be here. We are happy that he died and rose. Praise God. Welcome to church. Hallelujah. Welcome to church. I'm happy to have you in church this morning. And as we look at the word of God, I believe you'll be blessed in Jesus' name. One of my greatest excitement is that the word of God produces results. And I believe it will produce results in your life as you believe in Jesus' name. Now, this is the month of April, and then as our culture is, we look at a lot of things at the beginning of every month. And then we look at theme for the month, and then we look at our focus. Praise God. Now, this month of April, like I said in the first service, there are important things in life that once you get them, all the rest will work. Praise the Lord. That what we call the key to a formula, or what we say the secret to a code. Like I said in the first service, if you want to learn how to drive a car, learning to hold the steering and learning how to accelerate, which one is more important? Which one is more important? Steering or acceleration? The steering is more important because when you hold the steering, it's easy to accelerate. But when you master the steering, it will affect everything about your life. So what we are about to share in the month of April, every month, every single of the Sunday, every of the services. And the thing is so much that what will happen is some of the Sunday will share a different thing in the first service and the second service because we have to cover a lot. And I believe God will help us. Now, if you are not around in or you cannot be able to attend the weekly services, you can get the message and listen to them. They are free. Hallelujah. Get them and listen to them again and again. I can assure you that it will bless you. Now, our topic this morning is understanding spiritual fatherhood and mentorship. Understanding spiritual fatherhood and mentorship. Now, the whole of this Wednesday, midweek service, Wednesday and Friday, and then it will be end with this area, and then on Sunday we'll start up with another thing. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2 from verse 19 to 22. Philippians 19. Philippians 2. On verse 19 to 22. Hallelujah. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no one like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. But you know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he hath served with me in the gospel. Verse 22, but you know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he hath what? Served with me in the gospel. Praise the Lord. Now, a spiritual father, I'll briefly give the definition, then we continue, is someone who led you to Christ. The first person that led you to Christ, if it's a woman, she's a spiritual mother, of course, hallelujah, is your spiritual father. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, from verse 14 to 17, Paul says, you are my children because in Christ I begot you. So the person that led you to Christ is fundamentally somebody that birthed you into the faith. Another way you can describe a spiritual father or a mother is someone placed by God in your life for your spiritual well-being. Not what I'm saying and what I'm not saying. Somebody that God placed in your life purposely for spiritual well-being and then overall well-being of your life. There is your teacher teach you intellectualism for your soul and for your body. There are other things, but there are people God placed in your life for your spiritual well-being. In Jeremiah 23 verse 4, the Bible says, I will give you shepherd after my heart. Hallelujah. And then Ezekiel 34 verse 23, Philippians chapter 2 verse 20, I'll place people, shepherd, under your heart, placed by God himself. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. Number three, the description of a spiritual father is an ultimate authority over the issues of your life on earth. In 1 Corinthians 4, verse 15, the same thing. Somebody that when it has reached its end, that is the end. Hallelujah. The ultimate authority over your life, over spiritual matters. Praise the Lord. Now, a mentor, that is spiritual father. Now, a mentor is a wise and trusted counselor or a teacher. A mentor is a wise and a trusted counselor or a teacher. Now, he may be wise but not trusted. Your mentor must be trusted. You must be able to know that what you tell him ends with him. Everything you say ends with him. Hallelujah. There are certain things that my wife is not even aware of certain people, and I will never tell her because there are things that should not be passed across. Praise the Lord, especially from a mentee. So a mentor is somebody that is a wise and trusted counselor or teacher. Or a mentor is an instructor or a trainer in specific areas. So that is a mentor, a wise and trusted counselor, an instructor. Hallelujah. Now, you must instruct you to know that everybody in life, every star has a mentor. Secular and spiritual world. There is somebody that taught you what you are doing and somebody that mentors you. Anyone that has ever done anything meaningful in life, meaningful, has a mentor. The people that serve the devil very well, all of them have mentors. True of us. True. Messi has a mentor. They call them coaches. No matter how good a footballer is, he has a coach. And the quality of your coach determines the quality of the members. That is why football team fire coaches. The members is there, but with a different coach, the whole team perform a different result. Right? People that sing, they have producers, they have directors. It is your song, but they say, this will be better, this will be better, do this one. It is your video, but they tell you, okay, they bring the concept. They have people that teach them to make things better. Hallelujah. So every star, that is to tell you that if you will ever eventually become a star, you will need one. Every boxer, you see the boxer looking like this, and you see it's like a prayer point. But without that coach, he will never win a battle. The mentor or the father will tell him, when you don't come too close, this is the way you punch. In the beginning of the match, behave like this. The person has not played. There is no, Mourinho is not known like C. Ronaldo. Is that not true? Some of the coaches are not even known. But they make the players who they are. Hallelujah. So if you will ever believe, you will need one. Now, there are a lot of misconceptions. Okay, sorry, there are two types of mentorship. Number one is corporate or group mentorship. Corporate or group. Bible speaking in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 3, verse 10, verse 34, and Mark chapter 4, verse 2. In corporate mentorship or group mentorship, you receive general instructions. You receive general principles. Like in a service like this, what is happening is general mentorship. I will tell you pray. I will tell you worship. I will tell you general things. Hallelujah. No two relationships are the same. Hope you know that. No two marriages in this world are the same. But then you have gone to seminar where they teach about marriage. Why? Because in that kind of seminar, they teach general instructions, general principles. Are we together? So what is happening anytime you go to church is that you are being mentored. Tell your neighbor, now you are receiving mentoring. So be serious. Hallelujah. See, that means you are going to church, you go with a jotter, you go with something ready to write because you are being mentored. You are not going before a comedian to tell you something. Do I look like a comedian? No, I'm not a comedian. Hallelujah. I'm here to teach you on spiritual things. So that is general, and then because general instruction and principles are communicated. Number two is what we call private mentorship. 101. Bible speaking in Mark chapter 4, verse 11, and then Mark 4, 34. After Jesus Christ spoke parables and spoke in general terms to the people, his disciples would come to him one on one, and then he began to expand and explain the parables. He will never explain the parable in public. Is that not true? But then, that is the reason why you need a one-on-one private mentorship. There are things that will never be said publicly. There are examples that will never be shared. Why? Because of the sensitivity. When you share it, if I share one story now, Jesus Christ died, all the 12 disciples were there. But when you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the same story is said in different ways. Is that not true? So now, a man of God can share a story on which says now, and then before you go to town, when you hear the same story being shared, you will not believe the story you heard. So that's why people cannot share certain things on stage. Because we have a lot of people that when you say A, they are saying A Sigma. So in general mentorship, you will not get the best. In private mentorship, you receive specific instructions. On stage, I can tell you fast for 3 days. But now when I'm telling you privately, let's say I'm your mentor. Of course, many of me are your mentor. So let's say your mentor will tell you 3 days means 12 to 12. Break by 5. Now, this one, break by 3. You receive particular instructions. Hallelujah. You receive in-depth teaching in private mentorship. The person will be able to tell you his private story that he cannot share publicly. Be able to tell you some private examples. There are some things about myself that Pastor means that nobody in this world know or few people know that I can never share on stage. Why? Because I mentor and then I'll tell him, okay, this is like this. Okay, in my case, this is what I did. I remember one time last year I was sharing on how to become romantic as a man. And then they say, I could not say that on stage. Then when he made me after service, he said, okay, because we have a mentor-mentee relationship, I can share with him and say, okay, this is it. This is what you will do. Hallelujah. And very soon he's getting married, he will work. Say amen. So you receive in-depth teaching. This is the way this will work. You receive how to make it happen, how to reproduce a result. There are things that you can be taught. Example, you can be taught how to minister to the sick. You can be taught how to be very, very influential. You can be taught how to get the heart of people. You can be taught how to prophesy. Hope you know that. Because that when you see something in the realm of the spirit, sometimes not, it doesn't mean the same thing, but there is a way to interpret. There is a way to communicate. There is a way to preach. There is a way to teach. There is a way to follow. There is a way to do everything. So a mentor on a private note can teach you those nitty-gritties of the things altogether. So that is why you must. Oh, you should. Okay, not must. You should have. You know, there are some statements that people think is when they say your father is your ladder. That is not a spiritual rhyme. It is the truth. But you must not use a ladder to climb up. You can decide to climb through the wall. You see, to submit to fatherhood and mentorship, or you choose to use the wall. All of them will lift you up. When they say your father or your mentor is like a lift, you know, lift in a building, 100-story building. Every 100-story building has staircase. So you have a choice to enter the lift or take the staircase. All of them will lift you up. But by the time you go up after climbing the stairs, you look for a place to sit down first. Meanwhile, the person that will have arrived have come down and forgotten he climbed that building. So it is true, but it's optional. When they say your spiritual father is like a bridge, you may not want to follow the bridge. You may decide to swim. So fatherhood is not compulsory at all. Or mentorship is not compulsory. But just know the option you are taking, refusing to take this other option. Do you understand me? All right. Now, there are a lot of misconceptions about spiritual fatherhood and spiritual mentorship. The first thing is, people think that spiritual fatherhood and mentoring is for control. They want to control me and manipulate me. They want to tell me when to travel. They want to tell me who to marry. They want to tell me when I should visit him, when I should not visit him. They want to tell me, they want to control me. Me, I want to do my thing. Hallelujah. Life is funnier when the rules are broken. Okay. So you think it's for control. Be with it. They don't want to be manipulated. So they don't want spiritual father. I remember one of my daughters. I have few. One person I call daughter and then one person I call a son. I have a lot of mentors. But one of my daughters told me that after a while, after a relationship and then her life, I got to be probably even older than me, sir. She said, please, can you help me mentor my brother? I said, no. You don't mentor somebody by force. He must want to be mentored. How together? So please, she begged me. I said, okay, talk to him. I'll do it. When she contacted me, the guy said, no, he's not ready. Yeah, you know, that is the best thing. Because you don't force it on someone. Are we together? Yeah, some people think that when you have a spiritual father, it seizes your freedom and your human will. You don't let them make decisions. But the height of Christianity is the will. You have your will. Bible says, Jesus Christ, him stands at the door and what can I come enter? Can I enter? So no human being can force you. If Jesus Christ wants to save you, he stands at the door and knock. Spiritual fatherhood and mentorship never takes your will and your freedom. But just know that deciding every freedom that doesn't have restrictions is always bound to destruction. Do you understand that? America today is a freedom nation. What some people call it freedom. That's why you can see all manner of rascality. A young lady can be living with her guy because she's 18. When her mother talks, I am 18, I will call the police for you. A young girl, 18 years, cohabiting and doing VLOC. The father will be seeing his daughter marrying and sleeping with the guy in the house. He cannot talk. Come back to the house when you want to come back. The father cannot talk, cannot take me. She's like, I'm an adult. You cannot die. And then call the police for you. You see? There's a good side to freedom. But there is extreme of freedom. If freedom is not monitored, eventually it will destroy you. Are we together? So some people have a misconception that spiritual fatherhood makes you dependent. It makes you a secondary. It makes you a photocopy. That is not true. Spiritual fatherhood doesn't make you dependent. Doesn't make you a photocopy. Who is the spiritual father of Bishop Oyedepo? Who is the spiritual father? Eh? No, it's Pastor E. Adeboye. He's mentored by Cobbler, mentored by Kenneth E.K., mentored by Archbishop Percy Dawsa. His spiritual father is Daddy Adeboye in 1980. Hallelujah. How many of you have ever seen the wife of Bishop Adeboye and the wife of Daddy Pastor E. Adeboye? You see one with makeup, one without makeup. You see one with heels, one looking normal. You see one without covering her hair, one hair is covered. You can see the paradox. Are they relating well or not? Does it make him second? Must he say he must dress like him? Who is the spiritual father of the Paul and Eche? Bishop Oyedepo, right? Now, when you come together, the church, he built his church like a glory dome. Is it the way the ark is being built? Is that the way Kenya City is being built? No. Bishop Oyedepo only wear white and red because that is his choice. Dr. Paul Eche is a model in dressing. You don't catch him in one cloth. You see all manner of styles. It doesn't make you secondary. It doesn't make you a photocopy. Are we together? Come on, are we together? All right. Number four, some people think that mentorship kills your creativity and innovation. If I follow this person, I'll be like this. If I follow, Joshua Suleiman submit to the ear that the ear the boy. That the ear the boy will come to the stage. Somebody shout hallelujah. Until the message is over, it's in one place. Meanwhile, apostle will come times 100 times and clam, shout and scream up all over through the place. Is that not true? Does it mean he must behave like him? It doesn't kill your creativity and your innovation. As a matter of fact, it makes you far. Bible says, steer in the gift that is in you. That's Apostle Paul speaking. It doesn't kill your creativity. It doesn't kill your innovation. I preach a message, copying. And what? What was it say? Copying and improving in our month of vision. Look for that message and listen to it, I beg you. If you want to discover some things in life, you will suffer till you die. So imagine I'm a pastor now. I say I want to discover the way a service should be. Lord, show me. No, we have a formula. Come and do opening prayer. Don't come and say you're only the word first. Eh? They say, I'll say me. I don't want to be like the rest of the pastors. When service starting by 9, well, 1 will come by 9, I'll start preaching. After preaching, we'll do worship. After preaching, testimony, then the accessory, and then we close and we go. That is the way I want my order of service. Won't you think I'm schizophrenic? That is mental problem. Is something, something is wrong somewhere. There are things you have to copy. Those, okay, you say you don't want to wear trouser. You wear skirt. See, you don't want to copy the way other males are. Me, I want to be unique. Go and wear skirt. And see how you people will see you. Hallelujah. So you have to, it doesn't kill your creativity. You can still be creative when you are under somebody. You can still be innovative. Number 4, 5, people think that it replaces the place of God. These people, they are, you know, there are people you should never answer and reply them. And in case you are that, please change. If you don't understand the definition of a fool, look for somebody that says Christians are being brainwashed or Christians are being deceived. That is a perfect definition of a fool. Everybody needs a man in his life. They have what they call Godfather. In Nigeria, you will never rise in public or in politics until you know who is connected to you. You will never rise in business until you have somebody. They never call their own brainwashing. But when you submit to somebody higher than you and then you follow and say you are being brainwashed, it is demonic. Are we together? It is what? When God sends you, the Bible says God creates. After God creates, He will never create again. He replicates. If you want certain things, you go to people that have it and follow them and learn. Do you understand me now? There are mantles that will never come again. You have to look for people that have them and connect. You are waiting for your own. It will never come. So it doesn't replace the word of God. The Bible says He appeared to Paul. After converting him, he said, now go to Ananias. He sent him to a man. Are we together? Jesus Christ appeared to Mary and said, this is what will happen, but now go to Elizabeth. So God will appear to you, but He will send you to someone. Mentorship and fatherhood doesn't replace God. As a matter of fact, that is the way God made. Are we together? And then finally, people think that spiritual father was ancient practice. In the 21st century, everything is on his own. Everybody is on his own. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 4, the Bible says, even when Jesus Christ comes, He will be called the chief shepherd. There will still be mentoring. Are we together? There will still be shepherding. Now, there are examples of people that did mentorship in the Bible. And then I gave 5 in the first half. I'll give you 5 now. The first one I said was God in modeled and fathered Adam and Eve. I gave 2 scriptures. You can get them in first service. I said Jesus Christ mentored His disciples, taught them ministry, taught them how to minister to the sick, send them on IT in Luke chapter 9:10. Is it 9 or 10? 70 of them He sent them. I said, go and try and come back. And they reported and gave them results. And then they were doing charity. He said, no, don't come down, not be happy because of this. Gave them another instruction on how to minister. Taught them ministry and then He left them to the world. He said He called them that they would be with Him and then He may set them. So Jesus Christ mentored and fathered them. Elijah fathered Elisha. And then Elisha had to call him, my father, my father. The other prophet said, don't you know your master is going? He said, no, I know, leave me. When Elijah was going, he said, my master, my father. He said, my what? Father. He called him his spiritual, he fathered him. Taught him how to pass Jordan. And then he did twice his miracles. Hallelujah. Moses mentored the Israelites and fathered them in the wilderness. Several of them. David mentored, that was the example I gave in the first service. David mentored the people in 1 Samuel 22. The Bible says, poor people, indebted people came to him And then in verse 23, those the mighty men of David, he taught them how to fight. One of them killed the other brother of Goliath. Right? Yes. He turned civilians into Rambo. Trained them on how to hold a sword. One killed the lion. Dangerous things. See the mighty men. And when you read their exploits, because they were mentored and coached by a lion. Because David killed lion, his disciples killed lion. He killed Goliath, his sons killed Goliath. Impossible feats by being mentorship. They will have remained in debt in 1 Samuel 22. And but all of them came to him in Cave of Adullam. And 23, all of them have changed. Now for this service, Apostle Paul called himself a father and a mentor to three people in scriptures. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12, verse 2. He called Timothy, and then Titus chapter 1 verse 4, and then Philippians, hallelujah. He meant, he called them my sons. So this is New Testament, and Apostle Paul is the real definition of New Testament. Right? If you mention New Testament, of course, you have to mention Apostle Paul. So he mentored him. Another example is ancient teachers in the Bible used to call their students my son. When you read the Proverbs, they say, my son, give attention to my word, my son. Ancient Jews, philosophers, all their students, they call them sons and daughters. Are we together? Come on, are we together? Are you angry? When I've not even started. Are you together? Okay. So ancient, they call their student. Every time you read, see my son in Proverbs, it is a teacher talking to a student. Hallelujah. Elizabeth mentored Mary on how to be able to get pregnant and supervise it. When the woman gives birth for the first time, somebody will come and do umugo in Igbo land. Is it Igbo land? I didn't want to call it umugo. Eh? Omu? Okay, that pronunciation. Hallelujah. They will come and do it because she doesn't know how to take care of a newborn baby. Is that all right? I saw one, I was afraid to even hold it because it was looking like if you touch it, it break and pay or something like that. So you need to be taught. So immediately, Angel Gabriel appeared to Mary. Angel Gabriel didn't appear to Elizabeth though. But Mary went to her and stayed there for 6 months. You, because just saw one small vision, me, I'm on my own. He did not even see Gabriel. She saw Gabriel talk to him. Gabriel told her, heaven send me. After Gabriel left, she ran to Elizabeth to be mentored. Young generation, everybody has seen small vision because you saw one leaf fly in your dream. I have seen God. You're not general overseer, JP7. Nobody can talk to you. All these are fathers. I hear people pray and say that our fathers are getting old. The mantle of our fathers are getting old. I remember at the last time I came to the house, I had somebody lead a prayer like that. You know, there are some nonsense I cannot take. My self-control loses when I hear somebody insulting fathers. Because you don't even know what it means. When you say our fathers, you say that they are dead boy and the rest of them, they are old. And they are gone. Say God is using the young people now. Are you joking? What Indian hemp did you smoke before coming to service? How will you be your right senses and say it's the young people that God is using now? Tell me one young person join his services together in a whole year, including external invitation, that can match one Holy Ghost Congress. No single individual. What are you talking about? See, God is using the young people now. Young people, you cannot listen to somebody else. Say all of them are faith. The revelation we are having now. Matt, are you crazy? You can never match them. There are people that till you die, to become like the dead boy is somehow a dream that only by miracle. Only miracle. God, it isn't the young people now. You cannot follow anybody. What are you telling me? I don't listen to messages. I want my own to be original. You want your own to be original. And they want to preach and you want to... No, there are people that they like when they are preaching. They want you to get it. But when anybody else is preaching, they're analyzing. The Greek is like this. It's like this. They cannot be taught. Mentor, they cannot be fathered. Hallelujah. Naomi mentored Ruth on how to marry. What did I say? Please, let's read that one. Ruth chapter 3 from verse 1 to 11. Ruth 3, 1 to 11. You can be taught how to marry, young sister. Mamosh. Mama. Tell all the ladies they can be taught how to marry. They can be taught how to get a husband. Tall, dark, handsome, rich, anointed. When you find one, there is a formula to get him. And you can be taught. Let's read.
Ruth 3.
Are we reading the Bible?
Yes, sir.
Are we reading the Bible?
Yes, sir.
All right. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, my daughter, shall I not look rest for you? I mean, shall I not look for husband for you? And now is not Boaz of our kindred a big host, a respected human, a rich man, wealthy man? Now look at the advice. Wash thyself. Look clean. Mayala bayahala. Wear some perfume. Don't go with your leg as if you came back from the farm. No, wash yourself. Make your hair. Don't come to church every prayer meeting and your mouth is, you open your mouth, praise the Lord, the brother. No. Wash yourself. Are you seeing that about from a married woman? Because she has been married, she knows how to get a young man. Anoint yourself. Put some perfume. You don't have enough money, buy Balila. Be there, start from there first. You don't know to. Buy a house perfume, don't wear it from home. When you're entering the place, wear it. Kila dabaya la dabaya. You cannot be swelly as if you trek the whole world. Anoint yourself and then say, put thy raiment upon thee. She has been wearing clothes. That means she must be saying something else now. Wear fine clothes. Don't be looking 37 when you are 20. There are some clothes and there are some shoes. When you wear, automatically it changes your age. You wear four square shoe. Four square, where, that you can stand like a man like this. I just dare like that. Automatically, there are some hairstyle that once you put on, it changes your age. You cannot be wearing dread every time. So put on their clothes and get down to the floor. Don't make yourself known unto the man until he has done eating and is happy. That was what Esther did. She did not tell the king his request. Wait for him to eat and be happy. Every time I finish eating, I told me, when I shift the plate and we start talking, I talk like a fool. Because it's like that. So, till he finish eating and drinking, and it shall be, when he lie down, you go to him and tell him, this is what you will tell him, and when he wake up, he will marry you. The young lady did copy and paste. And Boaz, he did not rest. That day, he married her. All this wahala of looking for a husband, you can be mentored. You can be what? You can be mentored. All this wahala of you don't know how to toast girls. Girls are saying, no, come to me. Maya. There are things she will say, thank you. Why? Thank you. There's the way you package, brothers. There's the way you talk. No, she's using MTN. Call out the glow line. Talk for 25 minutes. Of course, she knows that after the wedding, the relationship will not continue like that. Everybody knows. Don't show her as if you are the headquarters of poverty and brokenness. When you come to ask a lady, I need to give her hope. Is that not true? Look for, come in. Iron ghetto. Every time you are coming, you must look different. Now every time the same shirt and the same trousers without your polish is 300 naira. Yes. Not 300. Yes. To even 250 self. Wear it and anytime package. Don't be dressing and your sock is up. You are wearing blue, purple, green, and then four, seven colors on you. Don't go and say, God said you are my wife. You will not get it that way. Even church ladies don't like it. My God. When you finish talking, you say, my sister, my blood sisters, all three of them used to tell me that if I was not born again, ladies would have suffered in my hand. I mean, you know what to say, when to say, and how to say it. If my sisters could tell me that, they know that means, that by the way I'm relating with them, they know that this guy, I say, thank God for Jesus Christ. You know how to behave. You know the support of a lady. I remember when I read about temperament and love languages. I had a lot of problems those days. I didn't know. Because when I read about love language, I began to communicate love language. When I read about temperament, I began to study ladies' temperament. So a lot of ladies were in a relationship with me, and I didn't know I was in a relationship. Yes, yes. I've had not one, two, three call me and we are crying on the phone. They thought I was, and in my mind, I was not being a good Christian. You can learn these things. So say you can be mentored. All this poverty, you can be taught on how to prosper. Peter mentored Mark. Hallelujah. So you need a mentor. It's biblical. It's what? Scriptural. There are reasons why you need a mentor. And then I have 9 of them. I've given 4. I'll just mention them, but I'll give you 4 in this service. I said, number 1, to avoid costly mistakes. I explained them. I gave examples. Number 2, I said, for advice. Many of you know that certain mistakes you made and choices you've made, if there was somebody that advised you, you wouldn't have made that choice. True? Many people married somebody today because nobody advised them. You can see red light, and the red light is beaming. Bah, danger. And the lady is saying, to better for what? And say, he's worrying like a clown. Nobody will advise. Can't you see this guy is about to kill you? He has not married you. He has slapped you twice and apologized. He has not married you. And then he has slapped you twice because he was angry. What after if he has married you? Boxing ring. Just look for the Undertaker sound. You sound. Ding. Fight has started. I'm telling you. Yes. Your lady was telling me that she was a relationship of 1 month. What happened? And the guy was angry. He refused to pick a call for 3 weeks. Apologize on WhatsApp. Apologize on Facebook. Call is not picking. Say you face the consequence. Relationship of 1 month. I say, on your mark. Set. What are you waiting for? Was I there? Go. I did not say it like this. But you cannot, as a father, as a mentor, there are things you cannot ask people to do. You tell them this is what you should do, but it's not for you. But man, if it's somebody I have authority over, and I say, even if he comes back, make sure he is born again 37 times. Because that is danger sign. A lot of ladies have slept with guys and they are pregnant and have children because there was nobody to advise them. Let me tell you, ladies, when a guy sees 2 laps with tight clothes, are we here? He is not thinking of the Holy Spirit. Including me. When a lady comes to your room with tight clothes, her breast revealing, come and sit down, even if you are playing. It is not the Holy Spirit. You are playing Benahim, but your mind is playing something else. I know the lady that has a child now by that. Went to the house playing movie and then there was a scene of sex. Then Johnson appeared after 9 months. Yes, a child appeared after 9 months. You need somebody to advise you, tell us some things you should not do. You don't do certain things. Don't go and make covenant with somebody because you love the person. And the person can become a monkey tomorrow. Well, because you're already in a covenant, you must marry. You need counsel. Hallelujah. For cover, for preservation, I spoke a lot in the first service about this. You listen to it. For supervision, you need somebody to supervise you. As you are saying your thing, you need somebody to watch you. As this thing is wrong. Then this should not be done. Somebody to monitor you. Are we together? Supervise the way you are in a relationship. Some people cannot even see. Marriage was delayed for 4 years. We couldn't have married if not because of. I told my mentor, this is the lady I like. He prayed about it and gave me permission. My best friend, she took me to our pastor. Said, this is a young man. Say, okay, it's okay with it. Everything they were involved. So in case your brain wants to misbehave, you think of 7 people online that you have to answer to. Right? You don't just wake up and break a relationship because she shouted on me, I'm not doing it. No. Before you break it, you know that your mentor will ask you. She will report first. Her own mentor will call you. So your head will be some balance will come to you. Because you are accountable to somebody. You don't just move like a lion that has lose control anyhow. You are a safe authority. That's why, let me tell you, ladies, the way to ensure your boyfriend, let him take you to his father or relevant authorities in his life.
connect you to them, have their numbers, you to do the same thing. So that when he wants to misbehave, somebody that he knows, that you know, that when the person says sit down, he will sit down. Get their contact and be connected to them, so that when they tell them this is what is happening, whether of us you warn him, I will tell this person, he will behave. Is that not true? He will behave. You cannot just wake up one morning and say, because I saw Sister Elizabeth and then one vision, somebody told me that all this relationship I saw in a dream, I saw in a dream that I was in a tax and she did not come to help me. So I said, are you crazy? Something wrong with your head? I saw myself in a vision and then I was doing it in a task and I called her and she did not help me. That means she's not the one. Hey, how do you know she's the wife? I was in a dream and I saw her. I saw her ministering together. All this dream relationship is a joke. When somebody comes to me for it and says, it's all those people, I say, put it aside, young man, calm down. Do you like this lady physically? Let's say God did not say to you, look at her, look at her physically. You like her? Tell me the character you like her. I will be real to her. You cannot see me with dreams. I'm a man of God. I've seen a lot of dreams. You don't come and fool me and say, I saw this. Why do you want to end the relationship? I was in a dream and then she was causing me pain. And then that I woke up. Me? You don't know the things I have had. What I just said now, I had it this week. Yes, what I just said now happened last week, that this week that passed. And the guy ended the relationship. But there was nobody to account to him. And nobody called the lady. Nobody. People do a lot of crazy things because nobody could answer them. Nobody can supervise them. Hallelujah. The reason why you need a mentor or a father is for impartation. You connect to their level of grace. In Matthew chapter 10 verse 25, the Bible says, a servant can be as what? His master. You can be like them. Hallelujah. 2 Kings 6 verse 12, the servant of Elisha connected to his grace. He began to see angels like Elisha. Deuteronomy 34 verse 9, the Bible says, and Joshua was filled with wisdom because Moses laid hands on him. The spiritual sons of Dr. Bishop Oyedepo, Dr. Paul Enenche, Pastor David Ibiomi. Go to Port Harcourt, you see the finger of God cathedral sitting on a gigantic plot. Come to Abuja, you see the glory dome sitting. All of them reproducing like their father. Go to Salvation Ministry, impossible miracles. Go to Dunamis, impossible miracles. Reproducing like their father. Go to Salvation Ministry, you see money. I heard him say last year, their tithe for 1 month is 9 zeros. Do you know what is 9 zeros? Yes, 1 month. That is 10% of what came in. And then you are there toiling and suffering in ministry for nothing. Come to Dunamis. Only the land can buy 3 airplanes according to his mouth. Yes. Just to buy the foundation. He said if you wanted to buy, only the money to buy the land has bought 3 airplanes. Not talking of foundation. He said the roof can buy 2 aircraft. The gallery is like the size of 3 football fields. You cannot be there suffering like that. Why am I not begging for money? Why am I not disturbing people for money? Because I am rightly and properly connected. Our tithe lived monthly. To the offensive father, monthly. The church paid their tithe, I paid their tithe, I paid my prophet offering monthly. 10% of every money I've ever get in this world from 2018 till date, every 10% has entered my spiritual father account. Every. I'm connected. I cannot be broke. You cannot be connected to having water around you and be dying of thirst. Because I submit. And all my contemporaries are remiss to submit. Look at where they are. Hallelujah. So for impartation, you will see their result in your life. Not because of you, but because you are connected to them. When you are connected with umbilical cord to your mother, you eat her food. What she eats is what you eat. Right? So, if you want anything, look for people that have them. Number 6 is for training. You can be trained, hallelujah, in the ministry. Every August, I'm in International Minister Flaming Fire Conference. I am there, sitting down to be trained. Secret to perpetual impact. Secret to this. Secret to this. Hallelujah. If I'm not there, get the message and play them till I'm tired. What I just said, the message of last year, I was not there because of a Bible school graduation. But I've listened to that message, what I can say everything. In fact, it was on Friday I transferred it from my tablet to the system because it was full. I will listen because I had to be trained. Bible says in Genesis 14 verse 14, he trained his soldiers in his house. 1 Timothy 1 verse 18 said, the things that I've committed unto you, I am training you that you may war a good warfare with them. So you can be trained in your work. Look for a master tailor and submit as a tailor. You cannot be sewing a cloth every time that I need three adjustments for the person wear it. There are professional tailors that once they sew is perfect. Your own, the person will come forward and to complain. At the end, it's anger, you finish the day. And then the cloth will be looking like this. Why can't you be humble to look for somebody that is good? Anytime you are singing, people are yawning. We are just waiting for you. You see the congregation. Can't you look for somebody that when he's singing, the crowd are moving and follow the person and say, please, how are you doing this thing? Is that not true? Come on, is that not true? You can be trained on how to do it by being mentored. Not general mentorship, private one-on-one. Person will tell you how to do it. Number 7 is for blessings. You need the blessing of the father or the blessing of a mentor. The Bible says, without contradiction, the less is what? Blessed of what? There must be. Hey, I'm just thinking about what we'll be looking at one of the Sundays. There must be a condition for the blessings. And then you need somebody to say, it is well with you. That it is well will settle your 3 years of toil. I read of Pastor Intia. How many of you know Pastor Intia? He's popular now, right? I read his story when he was testifying and he was crying. He said that when he came to meet Dr. Paul Nature the first time, with his beautiful wife, the only money he had was transport money. So when they were coming, their bus spoiled on the road. He said that he could not even leave. They waited till the bus was disappeared. They didn't have any money on them. And then he came and met Dr. Paul Nature. After the conference, he saw him and then he declared over him. Bam! He said, when he returned, he could not believe what is happening. It's like magic. Because the blessing is working. See, it's working. God! You told this one person, there are people that when they speak over your life, you will not know the way it works. One of the things you must be very careful is to be blessed and to be cursed. Because the Bible says when he made Adam, he blessed him. You need the blessing is like the fertilizer of life. It's just like trekking from here to Lagos and then climbing an airplane. If you are not blessed, you can trek and you will leave Lagos. Somebody trekked when Buhari won. But then to fly to Lagos is 30 minutes on air. By road is average of 9 hours. True, yes. Tell me, the one going by flight will have gone and returned. Gone and returned 9 times before that one reached. With the sweat of passengers. But AC is playing, you're in plane, you're in the same condition. It can never be the same. So you need it to be blessed. Let them say you are blessed. You are fruitful, you are flourishing. It works. Hallelujah. See, your pastor is not just a teacher. That's why many people, when you are preaching, you should be sensitive of when the person switch and say now and declare you are blessed. Say amen. Believe it, because I am not only an instructor, I am not a lecturer. How many of you I've been preaching before and then you feel as if as I'm talking like I'm talking to you directly? Has it happened to anybody here? That will tell you that it has to be by the Spirit of God. So most of somebody in the midst of something like that, and then you take it very serious because it's a prophetic, because only instructions will not change you. You need the power. So when a prophetic word is coming, you must say amen and receive it. Don't be sitting like a full jalobin back on the chair. Amen. Just looking cool and clear. Just waiting for right. You want to write, you write. You're not the secretary in church to be taking every note the pastor say. Is that not true? Be sensitive to spiritual impartation moments. Be very, very sensitive. Hallelujah. So you get blessed as you're being mentored. You get to rise as you're being mentored. And then you will help fulfill your purpose. 2 Samuel 15 verse 12. Somebody else, Proverbs 15, 22. And then somebody else, Proverbs 20 verse 18. You will be helped to fulfill your purpose. Please, somebody help us read 2 Samuel 15, 12. Proverbs 15, 22. Proverbs 19, 20. And then Proverbs 20, 18. Anyone?
2 Samuel chapter 15 verse 12.
Yes.
And Absalom.
Yes.
Ahithophel.
Yes.
The Gilonite. David's counselor.
Yes.
From his city. Even for Eloi, when he offered sacrifice, and the conspiracy was strong, but the people increased continually with Absalom.
Thank you very much. David fulfilled his mandate because he had counselors. Are we together? Come on, are we together? The only king in Israel that had his successor while he was alive was only David. He was the only one that was alive, and then he saw his son sit on the throne. Read your Bible, Kings, Chronicles. He was the only one. All of them, they had to die before somebody take over. Because he had a counselor. He will do something, and then Nathan will say, no, don't do this one, and he will behave. What shall we do? Ahithophel, no, don't do this one, and he will behave. Proverbs 15:22. Proverbs 19:20, and then Proverbs 20:18. Anybody?
Proverbs 15:22.
Yes.
Without counsel.
Without counsel.
Purposes are disappointed.
Everybody, did you hear that at all? Come on, did we hear that? Without advice, counsel, your purposes will not come to pass. It will be disappointed. Your purposes will never come to pass. Proverbs 20 verse 18. Every purpose is established by counsel. And with good advice, make war. Every purpose is established by counsel. And then with good advice, make war. So don't go to war without correct advice. Don't do anything about your purpose until you are advised. Don't just wake up like, and just move the way you want to move. Things are not done like that though. I remember when I was in school that time, one young pastor said, God has said, we are the king of the world. We are the nation of the world. The whole world is under us. And then I was in school, I schooled in Mina. So he went to the set, when you are entering Mina, just ran about. See, anytime you see madmen, know that you are seeing a depot of demons. Should I say it again? Anytime you see madmen, know that what? You are seeing, when you see them are run about, they are not just there by mistakes. The demons know who enter the city and who goes out. Okay. Alright. You say you are led to go and pray for madman when you are not properly led. You come back with the story. All together. But that was not the story. The story of what happened was, the man said he went to the roundabout and was praying. He said, yeah, I cast out all the demons in Mina. I take authority over all of them. Before he was going, senior pastors, Joel of Mina, great men, say, don't go. They advised the young man not to go. He said, no, we are Rema people. The word of God, Shamalada Bayakata. After the prayer, 3 days, his stomach began to swell. As I'm talking now, he's in heaven. Died with his Rema. Many people will live longer if they hear advices. Nobody can advise you. You get into a marriage that you die of hypertension on time. Rockstar has crashed, so people have been hypertension or anything has crashed. Nobody can tell you. Every time on this altar, they saying, don't go for quiz scheme. You will never hear. You will not hear. Say, this pastor is not, what's the name of? His eyes not open. What's the slang? His eyes not clear. Doesn't know what is happening. He's a pastor. Things are not working. After 5 years, they become very broke. When they say, don't go and do betting, you will not hear. You will look for scripture to defend your betting. Because in Bible is gambling. But the modern word is betting. Nowadays they say they should not call prostitute. We should call them commercial sex hawkers. It's true of us. Has he changed prostitution? It is still one man to another man. It is not the coinage of the name that has changed. gambling is betting. And the Bible says, he that gambles will be broke. You can't. Check statistics. Every one of us have Android phone. Carry after the service. And then Google. People that have won lottery after 10 years. After 5 years. Google. Every one of us. That is an open source information. There is not one person that remain a millionaire after some years. Because you have to learn how to make money to maintain money. All of them waste the money. All I was listening to one policewoman, is it Sister Sylvain or something like that, said that all Yahoo guys that make money, after a while they buy expensive cars that they cannot maintain, go and carry prostitutes they cannot maintain, and after a while they're about to broke, and they're looking for the next person to scam. Somebody can make $15 billion and still lose it. But because there's the way to make it. And then you need somebody to help your destiny come. There are some singers. I was listening to Pastor Prophet Hubert Angel. He said that he came to Nigeria and made one musician. A gospel artist said that, change your name and you will rise to the world. The guy said he will not change his name. Until today, he's not known. What is difficult? My name is Apostle Jotham Boba Adams. Later, the Paul and he says, change my name. I say, even my soul name I will change. Just which one do you want? I'm telling you, what are you talking about? Is it my name? Your name can be Thomas Johnson Sticks. Have what it takes. People don't even care. Is that not true? You're not even following me. Your name doesn't matter. Oh, it only matters in your village. Once you make money, let your name be bedroom. It doesn't matter. Go to see white man. What is he? Carpenter. Mushroom. Oh, funny names. And the person is in comfortable $6 million. Does it matter? His name is in Forbes. Who cares about your name? Bill Gates. Gates. How can you name your child Gates? Who cares about me? What is your name? Warren Buffett. What kind of a name is that? You see, you don't even care about the name. Once you hear Aliko, you don't even care whether it's a Muslim. Your name will not matter. Be there. Nobody can advise you. Tell your neighbor, be there. Hallelujah. And then finally, what you need a mentor is for correction. You need somebody that can look into your eyes and tell you some things. There are people that I wish I can talk to them, but I cannot. Why? Because I don't have the authority. You need somebody that can tell you, don't be WhatsApping in church to your face. You need somebody that will tell you, don't be going out of church in service. Where are you going to? You need somebody that will tell you, sit down. You need somebody that will tell you, don't move. People do a lot of things that are wrong and nobody... You don't have somebody to correct you. It is wrong to be in a service when your superiors are there before you. Do you know that? It is wrong for your pastor to be in church before you. Yes. Everybody sit down before the president appears. In every secular gathering, everybody is seated before the head appears. You need somebody that can tell you that to your face. Coming late is not good. You see, young guys do a lot of things. And when I watch them, I knew where they will end, but I cannot correct them. Because I don't have the authority. Because when advice is not solicited, it becomes insult. Right? When advice is not what? Solid, it becomes insult. Say, can you come? No. But when the person gives you the authority to advise, yes, ma'am. I remember one lady. After a while, loud face in the shop, and then I said, sir, please, can you mentor me? Now, because now, until you meet somebody and say, please, I want you to mentor me, you have not started because you are in corporate mentorship. Are we together? A private mentorship can only start when there is a formal meeting and a formal agreement. Even though you are on your own, totally on your own, or you are on your own. So after that kind of meeting, I said, okay, now I can tell you this. I told her 9 things that she was doing that we are wrong. And if you control like this, you will not marry on time. Say, so why have you not been telling me all this? I said, no, I don't have the right. You post certain things on WhatsApp, and when you say that, every man, there is a way a man will interpret that. I say, if you don't stop this, it will affect you. But normally, I cannot come to your WhatsApp and say, why will you post it? I don't have that kind of authority. I don't think you're understanding me at all. Are you understanding me? There are people that I cannot just see some a church member WhatsApp and say, why will you post this?
Did I buy the data? I didn't buy her phone. I didn't buy her data. I don't have the right. But then I just want to say, praise the Lord. You just pass on peace. Somebody you can correct. God, don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do this. Hallelujah. So you need somebody that can correct you. How do you identify your father or your mentor? Number one is you can be led by God and say, this person is my father or this person is my mentor. Number two is somebody having faith and belief in you. I said that in the first service. Number three, I said someone who wants your well-being and then willing to contribute. And then for this service, somebody whose voice you hear God's instructions and directions. That means God speaks to you through him. Do you understand me? In 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 4, the Bible says, God called Samuel, but he had the voice of Eli. Right? God spoke to the Israelites through their father Moses. Through your spiritual father, God can speak to you. So anybody that, anytime you hear the person, it's like God is talking to you. Come on, are you understanding me now? So the people that you hear, you don't feel that kind of connection. Even though what they are saying is not, you are blessed, but you don't feel that kind of connection. See, that is an instruction. Anytime I hear Bishop Dakawadi Mills, it's like this is God talking to me. Anytime I hear Prophet Makadio, there are mentors that I have that anytime I hear them, their words are instructions. That is a mentor. Hallelujah. Number four, this service is somebody that has similar wearings like you. Similar what? Wearings like you. You have this air. When you see the person, you see like this is yourself. You see yourself on the stage like him. Anytime I see Dr. Paul Enetcher on stage, like I don't see myself. Like there are other men of God I respect, but anytime I see them, I respect them, but I don't see myself like in them. I always see myself in him. It's like this is me. Is anybody relating what I'm talking about at all? When you see the person, you can see that your wirings are the same. The same language. It's like the person is saying what is in your heart. It's like the person is always speaking the words out of your mouth. Things the same pattern, same wiring. That is your spiritual. That is somebody to be mentored. Similar, the Bible says, deep calleth unto deep. There is something in him that hurts you heart to heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone will say, okay, I say someone that looks like your future. Matthew 10:24 says you become like your father. Someone that looks like, when you see him, you see your future. If you're a TV presenter, you see a TV presenter, and then it looks like this is the way I see myself in the future. Hallelujah. So the men of God, I don't see myself in the future like them. But anytime I see certain people, I see Bishop Dark, I see Dr. Paul and Nature, I see myself like them. I see my future like them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone that causes your baby to live in your womb. In Luke chapter 1 verse 44, the Bible says, when Mary go to Elizabeth to be mentored, her baby lived. Have you listened to somebody before and you want to stand up and remove your shoe? Has it ever happened to you before? Is somebody like, what am I hearing? Like, it's like the baby inside you is tearing. And then you're believing like that, you're behaving as if you don't care. That is somebody that should mentor you. He tears potential inside you. You leave their presence feeling like a lion. You leave hearing them feeling like I am indomitable. You leave hearing encouraged. Are we together? You leave hearing there is hope. They always call what is inside of you to come out. That is a mentor. That is a father. Hallelujah. And then a Christian that is saved, that is full with the Holy Ghost and is matured, can be a mentor. Bible says, follow me as I follow Christ. 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1. Is that correct? Somebody has it. When you see a mature Christian, I'm not saying, alright. How can you be mentored? Number one is by physical contact. One on one, you sit down and talk to you. The Bible says, I long to see that I may impart. Romans 1. One on one, you sit down and then your person talk to you. On phone, one on one. Are we together? Are we together? Number two is through materials and books. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study. Hallelujah. Daniel 9 verse 2 said, I understood by books. You can never see Kenneth E. Hagin, but many people call him their mentor. Why? Because they have his books. And then when you have the books of a man, you have the man. Are we together? Yes. So you can read somebody till you tear the book.
Ken E. Hagin said he read a book by Smith Wigglesworth until he tore it. By reading. That's Ken E. Hagin reading Smith Wigglesworth. And you, the book I gave for last month, how many of you read it, sir? You said, yeah, I'm not ready. Continue. Hallelujah. Say, neighbor, continue. But by books, you can be mentored. So that people, you now have access to them. Read their books. Another one is by audio messages and by videos. You can be mentored by messages of someone. You can be mentored by the videos. Bishop Dak Howard Mills got anointed by listening to Kenneth E. Hagin. He said he was playing his message and then kneeling down to pray like this. And then he said, after praying a while, he slept off. And then he woke up around 2. And the message, it was audio rewind. And the message was still playing. He said, when he woke up, he said, something left the tape and entered the stomach. And then he had a voice. From now, you can teach. Said that was when his ministry changed. That was when he got anointed. You can listen to somebody's message. I remember when I came to orientation camp that time. The first time I preached, somebody came to me and said, are you Apostle Joshua Selman's son? Are you from Koinonia? I said, no. All I have is audio messages. And I'm listening, that unconscious, I didn't even know. All together? Yes. Sometimes when some people say, you're connected to the... you can listen to somebody and then the mantle will rub on you. All together? Listen again and again and again and again. Watching video is stronger than listening. All together? Yes. Watch their videos. Yesterday, I downloaded almost 3 gig of messages. Yes. Just to watch. And then I watch it. Anytime I play a message, I watch it twice or thrice. First listening. That is the way people get better. If I won't give you a secret, I should not be saying on stage. Praise the Lord. So by audio and video, let's continue. Number 4 is by observation. You can be mentored by observation. When you see the way Min is playing the keyboard, you can observe and learn. When you see the way somebody is preaching, you can observe and learn. When you see the way somebody is doing that, people that have skilled work, most of them, their boss will not say this is what you do. They learn by observation. True of us. Eh? Stephen, it's not true. When you're learning your work, it's not about you watch your guy. What he does is what you do. And then after a while, you're a boss of your own. So you can be mentored by only observing. Hallelujah. Now there are wisdom keys in relating with fathers. Number 1, be wise enough to know the spirit of your father or your mentor. Discern, the Bible says, judge their spirit. And then be sensitive with proximity with the opposite sex. Don't get too close to the opposite sex. Hallelujah. If you're a brother mentoring a sister, it is in flesh, you are still a man before a man of God. Don't bring her too close if you want to lay hands on her body. No, you're not led. Are you hearing me, guys? Because some of you are having mentors now. I'm mentoring people now. Come and say, And then when she kneels down, and then she's wearing a top that came out, and then you are seeing the breath. As you are praying and your eyes is closed, you are not seeing Holy Spirit. And some of you will be praying as if you don't know what I'm talking about. Let me continue. Okay. Be careful. And then sisters too. Because most of the time, ladies know what is happening. Don't pray as if they don't know. They know. Some of them intentionally to seduce you. And then there are brothers. You cannot say he's your mentor and then he invites you to his house alone by 9 p.m. and it is raining outside and it's cold. And then he plays Lionel Richie or John Legend. You must know that atmosphere is stronger than prayer. Did you hear what I said? Atmosphere is what? When you create atmosphere for certain things, your prayer will not stop it. Alone with the lady when it's raining and then nobody will come. Continue. You are a macho man. You have safe control. Alright. The Lord is your grace. I pray for grace to survive. Say amen. Discern when you are being controlled and manipulated. Anytime your mentor controls and manipulates you, that is a wrong sign. Hallelujah. Come on, all together. Discern freedom and compulsion. The Bible says, I stand on the door and knock. The Bible says, I lay before you death and life. Choose. Even Jesus can give option. Nobody should force you into something. Nobody should force you on who you should marry. Nobody should force you on anything. What did I say? Anything. Father, mentor, nobody should ever, because the kingdom is, even salvation is not by force. So when somebody begins to force you to do certain things, that is a wrong thing. Are we together? And then fathership and mentorship is not equal to sponsorship. Fathership and mentorship is not equal to what? Somebody come and say, please, I want you to be my mentor. Then to next week you come, sir. So I need 400,000 naira for my business. No. Spiritual father is not the same as sponsorship. Are we together? Come on, are we together? Don't think that now because you live with your father because you need sponsorship. No. Mentorship and fatherhood is not prostitution. You don't just change from another to say today, this year, 2021, my spiritual father is Pastor Mint. 2022, my spiritual father is Okay Chukwu. 2023, my spiritual father is Stephen. You are changing fathers like rappers if you are a prostitute. Eh? Or you are changing mentors.